Thousands of students in Ireland will go on strike from school for one day today as they join millions of others all around the world as they protest against climate change. It's 1 year since Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg inspired a global movement of students to take to the streets to call on their governments to address, arguably, the biggest issue of this and future generations. We'll talk to two students here in just a moment. But first, here's Greta herself, who sailed to New York for next week's UN Climate Summit.
This is not a drill. My name is Greta Thunberg. We are living in the beginning of a mass extinction. Our climate is breaking down. Children like me are giving up their education to protest. But we can still fix this. You can still fix this.
That's Greta Thunberg there with her call to action. Well, all around the world, people are coming out in protest. Let's hear some of the sounds now from Kilimantang in Indonesia to the town of Geelong and Melbourne in Australia.
It is their duty to protect our planet, and so far they have failed. As we progress through this time of great luxury that comes at a cost that I think we don't truly understand, or perhaps more accurately appreciate, it is more vital than ever for positive change to come around. This is the damage we have inflicted on ourselves, and this is the damage we must fix. It is no ideal of mine that this is a solution that can miraculously happen overnight. You know, it might take days, weeks, years even, but before resolution, there must be a drastic change.
Students from those parts of the world where the global action on climate change has already been taking place this morning. Well, joining us now on Morning Ireland are two students, 14-year-old Saoirse Exton, who's in our Limerick studio, and with us here in Dublin, 15-year-old Gráinne O'Sullivan from Bray in County Wicklow, and they both have a parent with them in this morning. Gráinne, first of all, Greta Thunberg there, we heard a clip of her calling on people to do what they can in relation to this issue. Did she inspire you?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I heard her first speak at a European event, and I just, because I have sustainability as a class in my school, we'd kind of heard her speeches in that class, and then to hear the words that she spoke and see her kind of tear up, and she kind of had a personal connection. I think to see that personal connection, I felt, oh, this is seriously a problem. Like, if one person feels so scared about such an issue, then maybe I should be too.
Saoirse, what about you? Did Greta inspire you, or what inspired you to do this today?
Yeah, Greta did inspire me. I have always been scared of climate change, but I've suppressed it a lot, you know, over the years. And then I saw Greta striking and I was like, whoa, she's doing something. So maybe I can do something too.
And Saoirse, where do you get your information from in relation to what's happening and the dangers that are facing our planet?
Well, I read lots of news articles in lots of different newspapers. And, you know, I keep up with things on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, social media is actually a huge help. It's been a huge help with actually finding out about things, you know, reading articles that people have tweeted about, reading articles that people have linked to. It's great, yeah.
Gráinne, what about you and your information?
Yeah, a lot of it does come through social media. And then I have sustainability as a class in my school. So it's great because you hear these things on social media, but in other schools there's no space for you to talk about it. So you're getting worried about these issues, but then there's nowhere to discuss it. And I think it's really great, like in my school and in Cork Educate Together, there's space for that to talk about. So you can kind of get which is the facts and which isn't. And it's great.
You're all future voters, of course, and that, I suppose, is the language that politicians understand ultimately. Gráinne, what are you saying to them this morning?
I think that we're demanding action. So they have an action plan. There is no action on it. And that's what we are demanding. We don't want just talk. We want the action that follows.
Specifically what?
Mostly kind of the government ensures like all fossil fuels are left in the ground and no new fossil fuels infrastructures are built, 100% renewable energy, and that the government actually communicates the severity of this crisis to the general public, because there are people that still aren't aware how serious this issue is.
Saoirse, what are your demands specifically? Because obviously this is it's a global issue, it's a national issue, and they're both feeding into each other. So for you, what should this government's priority be?
Well, I definitely agree with Grace there, and about education. For instance, in my school, we don't have anything like sustainability classes. We're not taught about that. We're not taught about the severity of it, and we're not taught about how to look after ourselves. I've been telling people about it, and I'm not a climate scientist, so I don't know all the points, and I don't know everything about it. I just tell them as much as I know, and they get scared, and they say, how are we supposed to survive this? And I'm like, I don't know. You know? So I think education is very important. And then the other thing would definitely be looking after the biodiversity in Ireland. Our biodiversity is incredibly unique. And Ireland used to be almost an entirely forested nation, and now it has barely any forests left, and people have begun to forget what those forests look like. And then looking at the Climate Action Plan, they suggest using Sitka spruce trees for the reforestation of Ireland. Sitka spruce trees actually destroy the biodiversity, and they're not using native trees. So that's a big demand for me, yeah.
Okay, and Grainne, in relation to the fossil fuels, I mean, have you read the Climate Action Plan? Or
yeah, I have, yeah. And when I'm looking at it, sometimes I think that sometimes there's no dates for these actions. Mm.
But there's a lot of dates, is there not? I mean, yeah, it all centres around 2030.
Yeah, 2030. But by that stage, we want it before then. We have 11 years to kind of act on this. And after that, this is irreversible. So really, it needs to be done before that 11 years happens. Mm. We don't want everything to happen in 2030 and then not everything be done, because this is our future that needs to be respected. And the government are currently not respecting our future.
But they say they want 70% of our electricity from renewables by 2030. They want all fossil-fueled cars essentially done away with by the end of 2045. Heating systems ended by 2035. It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, you accept that, presumably. It's a very slow process.
Yeah, it does. It takes a while. And that's why we need it to be happening as soon as it's possible. It can't just be years down the line that they decide, oh, maybe we should start doing about something this. Currently, they're just talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk. This needs to happen. They need to act on it. We need, we don't need 70%. We need 100%.
Saoirse, what have you changed, I suppose, in your own life to demonstrate your commitment to climate action?
Well, we have an electric car at home, and we also have some. We have loads of trees in our garden that have been growing for several years. A lot of them, I think most of them are native trees. We grow some of our own food. Not a lot of it, but we do grow as much as we can. You know, we have like carrots and radishes and loads of apples and courgettes as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Grainne, I suppose over the last week in particular, we've heard quite a bit about the unsustainability of the fashion industry, the fast fashion, how cheaply it's made because it's wearable only on a couple of occasions and then it's thrown away. I mean, do you think ethically about your clothes and where you buy them and how you buy them?
Yeah, definitely. Like when I try to make as many responsible decisions I can towards actions like that. So when I try to buy vintage clothes, and that's something anyone can do at home. You go to a charity shop or a vintage shop. There's like hundreds around the country, and not buy new clothes. Like there's hundreds of clothes in the world that there's thousands and billions of pieces of clothing that can last us for years. Mm. And yet they're still making more clothes in fast fashion industries.
So Saoirse, just finally today, what are you expecting there in Limerick?
I'm expecting a big crowd. I'm expecting people will be angry, especially over the recent, how EPA recently allowed the Irish cement to begin incinerating waste in the plant.
We were talking about that earlier on the program.
I heard that. Yeah. yeah, I'll be expecting lots of angry people, I think. In a good way, though. You know, positively angry.
Okay. And Gráinne, what are you looking forward to today?
Yeah, well, I think it's great. It's very exciting because in Dublin we've been planning for weeks, and then for it to kind of finally come to this day, it's very exciting, and we're hoping for really big numbers as the adults are joining us this time. And there's thousands of students that have signed up on the action maps around the country. So it's really exciting. Okay. Hopefully big numbers.
Well, good luck to you both. And thank you for taking part in our discussion on this issue this morning. 15-year-old Gráinne O'Sullivan from Bray, 14-year-old Saoirse Exton joining us from our Limerick studio this morning. It's 8:25.